It's Helping Hand weekly feature airs statewide HPR1 stations on Fridays, then appears online, hawaiipublicradio.org, where all of our Helping Hand segments are archived. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, the CEO from the Domestic Violence Action Center, who was our guest last year, Nancy Creedman. Thanks for being here and doing what you do.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the invitation.
You are welcome. Before we get into how you guys work, how common is domestic violence in the Aloha State? What are some facts and figures to help put some context to it?
Well, one of the most fascinating things about the incidence or prevalence of domestic violence is that we don't really know how big a problem it is here locally or across the country. Many people choose not to report the problem, either to law enforcement or anyone else. They might have a confidential conversation with their private physician, which we wouldn't know about. They might have a confidential conversation with their reverend or their pastor that we wouldn't know about. I would say with absolute certainty that we do not have a clear understanding of how large a problem it is. I think it's safe to say also that most of us believe it's a pretty common phenomenon. I personally don't go anywhere anymore where somebody doesn't come up to me and take a moment to say, my first husband, my daughter, my next door neighbor, my coworker, my auntie, the person who sits next to me at church, my teacher, indicating that everybody in some way has encountered domestic violence.
How about your caseload? That's a signpost for how much is coming through the door.
Well, we're only one program. With that disclaimer, I would say we probably receive 10 or more helpline calls a day. We see between maybe 8 and 15 petitioners for temporary restraining orders in family court.
Per
day. Maybe a few or more teenagers or youth a week who reach out to our teen program, either as a function of having them visit their school or via our teen Instagram account. We have referrals from a partnership with Queen Emma Clinic at the Queen's Health System. We have an advocate who is on site at the Queen Emma Clinic once a week. So that's another way we meet new survivors.
Is your organization operating statewide, or are you just in the Honolulu area?
Several of our programs, our teen program, travels statewide. Our helpline serves and responds to statewide inquiries. Our direct services, client direct services, are on the island of Oahu.
Okay.
So we go to family court in the First Circuit, which is city and county of Honolulu. We have a partnership with the Honolulu Police Department, which also is First Circuit, city and county of Honolulu. We sort of have a unique array of program services. There are obviously domestic violence programs on every one of our neighbor islands.
So you do your best to steer them towards
to connect
one.
To connect them. But they may or may not be able to get some of the services
that you offer.
That we offer, yeah.
Let's hear about them.
Yeah. Not everybody needs the same thing. A lot of times people have misconceptions or, you know, assumptions that domestic violence looks like this. Like everybody who is a victim of domestic violence would have a black eye.
Right.
That is clearly not the case.
Right.
You could call our helpline confidentially and anonymously and ask any question you have about the situation you're in, 8:30 to 4:30, weekdays. You could ask about your legal rights, resources. You could ask about shelter, legal services, child welfare, your children, anything pertaining to your legal rights, your particular circumstances, your safety, the level of risk that you might be in. The staff, I might say, is an incredible combination of loving, non-judgmental people who bear witness to incredible suffering here in Hawaii. If you happen to seek the family court's protection through a restraining order, you would have the opportunity to encounter one of our expo staff who are situated on site in family court, available to help answer any questions, provide some guidance, do some safety planning with somebody who's taken a very large step, which is to get a restraining order.
Right.
So we've got staff in Kapolei and on Punchbowl Street, which is where circuit court restraining orders are available, to help you understand what the process is, how to make best use of a restraining order once you get it, how to make other choices that are inevitable after you get a restraining order, where to stay, what kind of visitation you might want to arrange or not arrange with the abuser. We have a staff of attorneys who help represent people in court, divorce, paternity, post-decree, restraining order cases. You must be a survivor of domestic violence to be eligible to receive our legal services.
And there's costs attached to this.
We have a sliding fee scale. We don't turn anybody away for their inability to pay, but there are costs associated with filing documents, the cost of doing business, basically. It's not free to get legal services. We also have a team of advocates who will help a person navigate their way from danger and uncertainty to safety and self-sufficiency.
Some of the services I'm gathering, I'm guessing, are not something that costs money. So if somebody's really, somebody just needs the advocacy, not necessarily, there's
no cost.
No cost, right. And that's a really important
thing. No cost. You can receive an advocate to help you think through the many obstacles you're going to have to overcome and the best ways to get around them. We also have a program called Ho'oi Kaika Ohana, which is for Native Hawaiian families. Mm. These would be families who are out of crisis and wanting to rebuild and heal their families using cultural practices and reclaiming their cultural values. The approach to addressing the problem of domestic violence is very individual.
Yep.
And has to be tailored to a particular family, a particular culture.
And the particular situation.
Yeah.
As you also pointed out, why is it not something you can always say, oh, that person is suffering.
Right.
I mean, it could be verbal abuse.
Correct.
Turning to how we can try to help this organization. And maybe there are some people out there who could provide the new office space we need, the vehicle we need, the people on our board that we need, the financial contribution that we need. What can we do to try to take a bite out of some of the labor that you've got and create a little bit of a little mini support systems for you?
I love that question. There are many, many things people can do to join us. If you're uncertain about it, and my reply earlier to there's not one size fits all about who gets victimized by domestic violence is something I want to reiterate, but in the context of who can help us and how can they help us. Mm. People have different roles that they play. They're power brokers in different arenas. They have different levels of resource. They have different talent. If someone who's listening to us thinks, I would like to get more involved in this, I would welcome a phone call from them because there isn't one thing that everybody can do. Of course, everybody could send us money. That would be terrific. We don't need any office space, so that's good. A vehicle would be nice. If you happen to be an employer or a business person or the owner of a company or a human resource professional, we have a program that we bring to companies to help train the workforce. Hmm. So that supervisors can be supportive. So that would be one thing I would encourage people if they were interested in bringing Domestic Violence Action Center, our DV Action Ready program into their workplace. We're always looking for volunteers. We have a golf tournament in April. We're looking for golf teams. We're looking for supporters. We're looking for prizes.
Corporate sponsorship of the event.
Absolutely. We are part of a team of community organizations that help educate the legislature about public policy issues. You could reach out to us and find out what bills we are supporting or we're opposing. You could call your legislator or send an email. We are supporting the Hawaii State Judiciary budget. If your legislator happens to serve on the Judiciary Committee, either in the House or the Senate, you could make a supportive communication to your legislator.
Reach out to them.
Yes. There's other substantive bills. One of them, for example, is mandatory training for first responders, everybody who responds to a domestic violence incident. We don't think 10 hours of training is too much to ask.
DomesticViolenceActionCenter.org. The legal helpline, 531-3771, Honolulu area. And then there's a toll-free for islands and communities other than the Honolulu area, and that's 1-800-690-6200. These are 8:30 to 4:30 weekdays. Teen Alert Program on Instagram. They have a website for it, tap808.org. They also are on Instagram and Facebook, dvac@stoptheviolence.org. To reach the office, 534-0040.
Correct.
Full interview, radio feature, all the contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand guests and all of their information and interviews archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. Just look for Helping Hand under the news links. It's the Domestic Violence Action Center that we've been privileged to have back on Helping Hand, CEO Nancy Creedman. An honor, huge to support what you're doing. Door is open.
Thank you. I appreciate that.